Coming up here in Montreal in just a couple of weeks is Just for Laughs, and one of the things we're looking forward to very much at Just for Laughs is the cast and crew of The Family Guy. They will be performing.
Thank you, Peter. That's enough. Gentlemen, I apologize for wasting your time. Peter is an adequate worker, but you'll be happy to know our company does not pay him to think.
Yeah, thank you very much. On the line with us, right, is Seth MacFarlane from The Family Guy. Hi, Seth. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Fine. Thanks for being on the program with us once again.
Oh, no problem.
Nice to have you back. You are coming to Montreal with cast members from The Family Guy to do a live reading. You're going to be doing this July 23rd and 24th at the Imperial Theatre here in Montreal. Have you done anything like this before?
You know, I've done some stand-up, but this is something wholly different, and this will be fun. I mean, it's, you know, have I done this before? Yeah, I mean, it's, you know, I do it every week, but it's going to be kind of fun to, you know, give people a taste of, you know, what we do each week. We, you know, the whole cast gets together and we read a script and, you know, see what jokes work and what jokes don't work. And, you know, fortunately in this case, it's a script that has gone through the process, so hopefully there'll be no duds. But it should be fun.
Now, as we mentioned when we had you on the program with us back, I guess it was in November, Family Guy is indeed coming back, and we're all so happy about that. But the script you'll be doing here in Montreal, will that be a script of one of the 50 shows that has already aired, or is this something fresh?
It's actually the show that aired, but it only aired recently. It's the Weinstein Show, which was initially banned by Fox. And did not air until recently on Cartoon Network.
How did you go about deciding which show you were going to bring to Montreal?
You know, that one felt like a show that had kind of a unique, had a little more buzz to it, had kind of a unique history, and kind of sticks out from the rest for a number of reasons. And you know, it's sort of a classic Family Guy episode that, you know, walks the very thin line of taste.
Now, who are you bringing with you when you come to town for Just for Laughs?
It will be Seth Green, who plays Chris, Alex Borstein, who's Lois, Mila Kunis, who's Meg, and Mike Henry will be there as well, who's the voice of Cleveland.
Ah, okay. Now, in addition to The Family Guy coming back, let's bring this up to date with that. When will it, because last time we spoke to you, there was word that it was coming back, but it wasn't finalized. So where do we stand with that now?
It is we are actually about 8 episodes into production. It is fully up and running, and it'll be back. We're thinking early 2005. They haven't slated a specific air date yet, but we have an order for 35 episodes, and. You know, it's they tell me the only show in the history of TV to get canceled and then uncanceled.
Now, those 35 episodes, are we talking about Fox? Are we talking about Comedy Central? Where exactly?
We're talking about Fox. Okay. Actually, Fox will air the show first, and then it's also my understanding that TBS and Cartoon Network are also going to be airing the shows not too long after. So we'll have. That's three networks pumping us, which is kind of cool.
Boy, you'll be vying for television space with Law and Order soon.
Exactly.
Now, in addition to The Family Guy, you're also developing another show for Fox called American Dad. Is that correct?
That's correct, yep.
How will that differ from what we know from your work as The Family Guy?
Comedically and humor-wise, comedy-wise, it's the same style, but it's a whole new set of characters, and it has a much more political bent to it. It's kind of a Family Guy meets All in the Family type of deal, where it's, you know, it's definitely conceived and created in a post September 11th environment, and it's. You know, it centers around this mid-level CIA employee named Stan and his family, which includes a quasi-effeminate alien named Roger, who who lives with a family and talks like Paul Lynde.
Okay.
That's one your younger listeners will pick up right away. Oh, sure, Paul Lynde.
Does he wear?
Square, yeah.
Does he wear ascots or?
he's kind of a sour guy who, you know, is not allowed to leave the house, and so has to sit home all day and drink alone and watch daytime television. So he's a very passive aggressive.
Now, as you say, Stan has a wife, two kids, and their pet goldfish.
Yeah, there's a goldfish that was a CIA experiment gone wrong that has the it's the brain of a German guy, and it sits in its bowl and hits on Stan's wife Francine.
So basically, what we're saying is another talking pet.
Yeah, basically. You know, it's like the talking animals, you know, it just can't go wrong.
Yeah, they're gold. They're absolute gold. We are talking with Seth MacFarlane here on Montreal's News Talk Leader CJD 800 and News Talk 1010 CFRB Toronto. We talk about the Family Guy, and we're also talking about his new upcoming television series, American Dad. When is American Dad going on the air?
American Dad is going to premiere following the Super Bowl.
Right.
After that, I believe we are down for a few weeks, and then we'll be back up shortly after to start our run for hopefully permanently.
Does it make it difficult? Because first of all, are you working with some of the same people? I'm assuming that you work with on Family Guy.
Yeah, the show I co-created the show with two writers by the name of Mike Barker and Matt Weitzman, who were producers on Family Guy, and really, you know, the three of us have very, very similar writing styles and sensibilities, and so it was a pretty smooth collaboration, and they are running that show with me. And Family Guy has a combination of most of the Family Guy staff are writers who've been on the show before. There's some new people. And American Dad has you know fewer Family Guy veterans, and the rest of the staff is new. But they're just great. They've really fallen into that style very quickly, and it's really making it manageable to do two shows at once, which is no small task.
So you're not too worried about burnout or worrying about the workload?
It's all about staffing it up properly and getting the gears going properly from the ground up, and that was done correctly, thank God. So it's really making it doable. And it's all coming together.
We are talking with Seth MacFarlane. He is the creator of The Family Guy. He's also coming to Montreal as part of Just for Laughs with many of the crew members of Family Guy to do a live reading here in Montreal. This is Montreal's News Talk Leader, CJD 800 and News Talk 1010 CFRB Toronto. The numbers to call, 1-866-866-7387. That's 1-866-866-7387. If you're in Toronto, here in Montreal, 790-0991.
You're listening to Holder Overnight with Peter Anthony Holder on CJAD 800 and News Talk 1010.
To speak with Peter, call 1-866-866-7387.
The only way you'll get me to talk is through slow, painful torture, and I don't think you've got the grapes. Oh, enough of this. Complete my time machine, move time forward, and end this agony.
We are talking with Seth MacFarlane. He is the creator of the television series Family Guy, and he's also the voice of Baby Stewie, and he's the voice of Peter, and he's the voice of Brian the dog. He's just a busy guy, but he's taking the time to be on the program with us once again. Thank you for doing that, sir. You were initially, basically, the show was canceled by Fox.
Right.
So let's cut to the chase. You guys were fired.
Yeah,
you were tossed out.
Yeah.
So now, when they have to have a sort of mea culpa, what was that like going back?
You know, I mean, it was interesting. I had done a pilot, written a pilot for Fox between the cancellation of the show and the new pickup. So I had still continued to work with them, because, I mean, creatively, believe it or not, they're a very easy place to work for. I mean, they're really, you know, they're I know a lot of places will kind of meddle and water stuff down, and they really never did that with Family Guy. They really kind of allowed it to be what it was, and you know, despite the cancellation, you know, I had heard horror stories about other places, and I said, you know, what the hell, I'll stick around and see what else comes out of this.
The type of comedy that one finds in animated television series these years seem to be rather irreverent. Is that one of the reasons you think why animation works well on Fox and other networks have never been able to really compete with that?
Yeah, I mean, it's a tricky thing to launch an animated series, and there really are twice as many things that can go wrong as with a live action show. I mean, it's you know, even the funniest animated script in the world can be destroyed by bad voice acting, and even if you get that right, if the animation is not done in a prime time style, that can go wrong. You know, if you look at a show like The Simpsons or like Family Guy or like King of the Hill or you know, Futurama even, you know, they're very, you know, it's very much a simple, kind of straightforward style. You know, there's not a lot of bounce. There's not a lot of what's called squash and stretch, which is when, you know, what you see in the Looney Tunes cartoons when a character hits a wall and they almost seem like they're made of rubber. And it kind of says to the human brain, okay, you're looking at an environment that's not entirely real. And one of the things that The Simpsons did, I think, what truly influenced the animated show that's come after it is, you know, they created this very solid three-dimensional style. You know, you're looking at doodles, but the way they move and the way they behave are pretty realistic. Regardless, there's a million things that can go wrong, and
When you create a television series, an animated television series, and you've got the characters drawn, do you know what you're looking for when it comes to the voice, or is that basically what the actors bring to it, and you go, yeah, that could work, or do you know what you're looking for exactly?
Well, it kind of depends on when you're talking about a main character like a Peter or Brian or Stewie or whatnot. I tend to think in terms of what they sound like first. I mean, at least with those characters, the voices really came first.
Yeah, but in those cases, those voices are coming from you, so that's
right.
That's
right.
A little different than you hiring somebody else.
Yeah, and you know when you hire, I mean, the voices always come first in animation. I mean, you always do your recording before any of the drawing gets done. So in that sense, you know, the design can always sort of be governed by the voice, which I think in a lot of ways is kind of the way it should be. You know, we've done it both ways. I mean, generally it's the voice that comes first and the design comes afterwards.
Hmm. And the same thing works in both shows you're working on, both Family Guy and American Dad. That's a similar situation?
Yeah. Yep, American Dad, it's exactly the same process.
We are talking with Seth MacFarlane here on Montreal's News Talk Leader CJAD 800 and News Talk 1010 CFRB Toronto. Had you worked with the cast that you worked with on The Family Guy before The Family Guy in any other situation?
No, most of them, no. I mean, the only one Seth Green, Alex Borstein, Mila Kunis, they're all people that I've met you know, through Family Guy. The only Mike Henry, who again does the voice of Cleveland and Herbert, who's the creepy old man who lives across the street from Chris, and does a lot of voices of the show. He is a guy that I've actually known since college, and very very funny actor who's also a writer and the director of short films, and he's just really talented guy. He's a guy that I knew prior to the show. But most of the cast, I really, you know, it was just auditions. I mean, you know, Seth Green auditioned for Chris, and when everyone else was coming in and doing the surfer dude voice, he was doing what he describes as an impression of Ted Levine from Silence of the Lambs. You know, you can hear it in Chris's voice, and you know, Alex Borstein, who's the voice of Lois, is somebody who also has since become a writer on the show, and which is great to have her there full time, because obviously she knows that character better than anyone, and she can write for that character day in, day out. So it really is an ideal situation in every way.
Was it always your intention to voice three characters yourself? Three main characters?
I guess so. Yeah, I mean, it's something that I have has always sort of come pretty easy, and it gives me the freedom to, you know, write jokes, at least for those characters, and the same goes for Alex, actually, to write jokes for those characters that are wholly dependent on delivery, which is kind of nice. You know, a joke that maybe doesn't read funny on the page, but when delivered just that right way is hilarious, and that's a nice luxury to be able to have, because you can't really count on that when you're dealing with, unless the you know, in certain cases, I suppose, but normally you can't count on that. You know, you have to take a gamble that, you know, the actor is going to do it the way you want to do it. But we really lucked out. I mean, you know, we have actors who really, you know, they nail it. They're in sync with what we're doing, and it's nice. It's a luxury.
Well, the voice of Brian is probably the one that's closest to your own voice. You do Peter, and of course, Baby Stewie is such a big hit and cracks me up every single time. Which one comes easiest to you?
Well, you know, it's interesting. In some ways, Brian is the easiest. I mean, energy-wise, it's certainly the least taxing voice. I mean, it's essentially my regular voice, but it's also in some ways the hardest, because, you know, there's no character voice to hide behind when there's, you know, real acting to be done. You know, I'm not an on-camera guy, and I'm a voice actor, and that in some ways has been the most challenging. Stewie is probably energy-wise. Stewie and Peter are both very kind of physically taxing characters to do. Like, I'm always just drained at the end of a record day when it's a script that's heavy with Stewie and Peter. They're just very physically taxing characters to voice, but I'll keep doing it.
You know, voice actors usually are very animated, pardon the pun, while they're doing their characters, and here you are coming to Montreal, and you're going to be doing this in a large theater in front of a large audience. Is that kind of undaunting, watching you and the other actors flail around on stage?
You know, I used to do stand-up, and I've done some stage work. I mean, mostly local stuff when I was younger. But I enjoy it, and it's fun to get that immediate reaction from the crowd, there's an immediacy that really, you know, you just never get in animation, because there's no one part of the process that has that same feel of tape night on a regular sitcom.
Well, you know, we can't let you leave us on this program without hearing from Baby Stewie.
What if Baby Stewie doesn't want to come out right now? What if he's tired? What if he's sleeping? You're all right, damn you, Peter, all right. Go to hell as far as I'm concerned, but here I am. Here I am, you dirty, filthy son of a bitch. Can I say son of a bitch?
I guess you can. I know you can say it here in Montreal.
Oh, God, what a paradise that must be.
Seth MacFarlane from The Family Guy. He's coming to town along with other cast members. They'll be performing at the Imperial Theater for Just for Laughs, July 23rd and 24th. And lucky for all of us, Family Guy is going back on the air on Fox. You could also look for his new television series called American Dad. And, of course, you can buy all the DVDs of Family Guy, which are flying off the shelves in stores everywhere. I thank you once again, Seth, for being on the program with us. Always a pleasure to have you on.
Thank you, Peter. Anytime.